In the whimsical kingdom of hearts, Catherine Pinkerton stands at her kitchen counter, meticulously counting drops of lemon juice for her perfect tarts. 7 gops, no more, no less. These aren't ordinary lemons. They came from a tree that mysteriously appeared in her bedroom after dreaming of a boy with lemon yellow eyes. Catherine's passion for baking isn't just a hobby, it's her escape from the suffocating expectations of nobility. While her mother forces her into red velvet gowns and corsets so tight they leave marks, Catherine dreams of opening Hart's finest bakery with her maid and friend, Marianne. Her recipes? Lavender honey scones, chocolate-covered dreamberries, rose macarons that once moved the king to tears, represent freedom in a world determined to cage her. How does this passionate, talented young woman become the tyrannical queen who orders beheadings on a whim? The tragedy of Catherine's transformation reminds us that villains aren't born, they're created through heartbreak and impossible choices. At the black and white ball, Catherine's life pivots toward tragedy. Jest, the court joker, appears in a vertical hoop dressed in black with a silver-belled hat, his coal-rimmed eyes finding Catherine in her red gown. Their connection begins with his note marked by a single red heart. In the garden, his golden eyes from her dream and gentle manner draw her in, despite her hesitations. Jest sees Catherine authentically, appreciating her wit and passion, unlike others who value only her utility. When she snorts while laughing, he's delighted rather than disapproving. By mysteriously removing her corset laces, he symbolically frees her from societal constraints. The King of Hearts is a tragicomic figure, powerful yet childish. His courtship is awkward, driven by love for Catherine's pastries rather than genuine affection. Jest cleverly suggests a formal courtship, giving Catherine temporary reprieve. Catherine's mother applies relentless pressure, seeing the match as fulfilling her social ambitions. Though Catherine recognizes the practical advantages of security, wealth, status, she remains determined to find a path allowing both security and passion, increasingly embodied by Jest. At a midnight tea party hosted by Hatta, Catherine learns Jest has ties to a place called Chess. He's more than just the king's joker. At a magical treacle well, the truth emerges. Jest was sent by the White Queen to steal the heart of the Queen of Hearts, Catherine herself. Though initially devastated, Catherine discovers Jest's mission may have begun as political, but his feelings are genuine. "I was compromised from our very first meeting," he confesses. Their relationship deepens into something more complex, a love caught between kingdoms. Jest, a rook from chess, offers a solution. Catherine could become a queen in chess instead, allowing them to be together. The looking glass represents the threshold between possible futures, becoming the Queen of Hearts or escaping with Jest to chess. This choice forms the novel's emotional core. "I choose you," she tells Jest, words that will have tragic consequences. How often do we stand before our own looking glasses, seeing different versions of ourselves, wondering which path to take? The Jabberwock functions as both physical threat and complex metaphor, evolving from whispered tales to a theater attack. When Catherine confronts it, the beast appears with black scales that absorbed light like bottomless pools, yellowed fangs dripping with venom, and eyes burning with ancient, primal hatred. The disturbing truth reveals the monster was once Lady Peter, transformed by enchanted pumpkins from her husband's cursed garden. This reframes the Jabberwock as a tragic figure, showing how ordinary people can be corrupted. Sir Peter emerges as the true antagonist, his psychological abuse and respectable facade more monstrous than the beast itself. The Jabberwock embodies destructive transformation. Lady Peter's metamorphosis parallels Catherine's evolution into the Heartless Queen. When Catherine decapitates the beast with the Vorpal Sword's snickersnack, she unknowingly steps toward darkness. The aftermath brings tragedy, when Peter, consumed by grief, attacks Jest, the flash of the axe, Jest's final protective gesture, and the terrible silence becoming the crucible where Catherine's transformation begins. Jest's death shatters Catherine completely. Her grief transforms from uncontrollable rage into a hollow void as the prophecy becomes clear. Jest has been martyred, and Catherine is becoming a monarch. The three sisters, ghostly children guarding the passage between Hearts and Chess, offer Catherine a bargain. They'll deliver Peter for vengeance if she becomes queen, but they want her heart in exchange. When Catherine agrees, they physically remove her broken heart, split by a blackened fissure filled with dust and ash. Heartless, Catherine feels freed from pain and sorrow, left only with rage and desire for vengeance. She manipulates the king with key lime pie, the key to a king's heart, and ascends to power dressed in black. When Peter is declared not guilty despite his confession, Catherine overrides the verdict with her first "off with his head" command. Catherine's transformation is tragic because we witness every step of her descent from hopeful young woman to heartless queen, showing how grief can corrupt even the purest soul. Catherine's dream of opening Heart's Finest Bakery symbolizes her unfulfilled potential. Her baking, from perfect lemon tarts to rose macarons that delighted tea party guests, represents her authentic self, creative, nurturing, and joy-bringing. The bakery evolved from a secret ambition shared with Marianne into concrete plans with financial projections and a location in Mr. Caterpillar's shop. At Hatta's party, her macarons create a moment of pure joy that transforms strangers into friends, validating her talent. This dream represents Catherine's desire for independence in a society offering women limited choices. The bakery would allow her to use her talents while creating her own path, rather than following societal expectations. After Jest's death, Catherine cruelly dismisses it as my dream that only became Marianne's when a trickster hat fooled you into having an imagination. Ultimately, Catherine's baking becomes a tool of manipulation when she uses key lime pie to secure the king's marriage agreement. The unrealized bakery stands as a monument to what might have been. Catherine's transformation into the Queen of Hearts reveals how villains emerge from broken dreams. Her first "off with his head," born from grief and betrayal, establishes the arbitrary justice defining her reign. Her obsession with red becomes all-consuming, explaining why servants frantically paint white roses red. Catherine's relationship with tarts evolves from passionate culinary pursuit into twisted obsession. The trial over stolen tarts that Alice witnesses represents the queen's corrupted dreams and lost identity, each tart a bitter reminder of what could have been. Through this origin story, a one-dimensional tyrant becomes a tragic figure. The queen's apparent madness stems from a sane response to devastating loss, the literal removal of her heart. Her infamous cry is the echo of a broken heart attempting to make the world feel her pain. Catherine's story reminds us that monsters aren't born, but created through profound love and loss. Before judging those who seem heartless, perhaps we should ask what heart they once possessed and why they surrendered it.